One, my name is Michael Beret, and we're going to start the meeting off with a roll call. We'll start with Brian Langille.
I'm here.
Don Brown. I don't see Don on yet. David John.
I'm here.
Brad Schiffer.
I'm on.
Excellent. And then from staff, we have Jim Hammers, Thomas Campbell, Mo Madani, Michael Clark, Chris Howell. Did I miss anybody from staff?
Justin Vogel.
Justin Vogel.
Thank you, Justin. Sorry, I missed you. Very good. We have a quorum. And with that, we're going to move into our review and approval of the July 28, 2021 meeting agenda. With that review, we'll be looking for a motion.
This is David John. I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, David. Do we have a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The meeting minutes are approved. We're going to move to the review and approval of the May 27th. I'm sorry, guys. I think I may have just confused it. So we just did the 28th meeting agenda, which is that the first and second that we just had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, so then we'll move to item number three, which is the meeting minutes from May 27th, if you'll review that, and we'll be looking for a motion on that as well.
Michael, can I make some comments about the minutes, please?
Yes, please, David, go ahead.
At that meeting, I believe we reviewed a draft instruction page, and in that was an agreement that we were going to require the presentations to be legible, and we had it only like two slides per page and minimum font. And in reviewing the courses we just reviewed, I didn't see that included
Mr. John. Commissioner John, it's Tom Campbell. Those rules are not in effect yet, so we're still under the old resident, the regime of how things have been working. Once the new rules make their way through the process, then we will make sure to inform and to enforce all of those new rules, the new rules and the instruction and the new instructions.
Well, thanks for that, Tom. But my question then is, should that be included in the minutes from last meeting that we reviewed the draft information and instruction page? It's not in the, I didn't find it in the minutes.
I don't know if it was specifically in there, but I know that Michael, I think, included what was, or that we approved changes inside of the rule workshop, but we can take a look at the minutes and see if there's something we can add, and then we'll bring those back again.
Because some of the things, Tom, that we reviewed was like the course certificates, and that wasn't in any of the presentations that we reviewed for today. So you're saying just hold off until...
Because none of those changes are in effect yet. They're still going through the rulemaking process. And until that process is complete, there's nothing to enforce.
Okay. And I just for my own clarification then, you're saying that we don't really need to indicate that we reviewed the draft information instruction page at the last meeting? Are you saying
I don't think so, because it came in front of the commission in June, and all those items were approved there and are being moved through the rulemaking process.
And when do you think that draft that we had will get approved? Is that going to happen?
We are hoping that process is complete in the next couple of months, and that for the December course cycle, that will have the new rules in effect.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner John, we're right now looking at reviewing and approving the meeting minutes from May 27th. Are there any changes that you would like to make?
No, I think Tom just explained why they're not included what I had, and so I'm good with what I would approve the minutes.
Okay, so we have a first. We're looking for a second.
I'll second, Lane Gill.
Excellent, thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, thank you. All right, item number four, the review pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. The educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses, so I do not believe we need a motion at this time. Michael Clark, is there any other information on this, or is that in fact the case?
No, that's the case. There were no applications.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Moving to item number five, the review pending advanced accredited courses for recommendation to the commission. Forgive me, Michael. Is this where you want to take it?
Yes. This is where I will give the descriptions of the courses.
Thank you, sir.
First course is course number 1070.0. The course title, Advanced FBC Understanding the Existing Building Code. The course provider, AIA of Florida. The course accreditor, Code Consulting Services. And the accreditation date was 7/12/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a 2-hour instructor-led course that will provide a detailed overview of what and how an architect should understand design considerations when taking on a renovation, remodel, addition, relocation, or change of occupancy to any building or historic building. The course will instruct the attendee on the proper use of the prescriptive performance or work area compliance methods and the required level of the alterations to the building. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any discussion from the commissioners on this? If not, we'll be looking for a motion.
Michael, I had a comment, but I think Tom may have answered it because the course did not have a title page or didn't have a certificate example. So, but if we haven't, if that hasn't been added to the rules, then I guess we can wait till that gets added to the rules, right?
That is correct.
So, I'm okay with it. Hey, by the way, I like the presentation. The new format, Michael, was made it really easy to review the course. So I appreciate you getting that done. It made it very easy to go through and make sure everything was there.
Thank you.
So, Commissioner John, is that an approval?
It's an approval. Make a motion to
approve. We have a first. We're looking for a second, and then we'll go into discussion.
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. All right, we're in discussion. Is there any additional questions or thoughts on this? Hearing none, all those who approve, please say aye.
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 Any non-approvals, please say aye. Very good. The motion carries. Thank you on that first one, Mr. Clark.
Course number two. Course number is 1068.0. The course title, Advanced Course, Revisions and Commentary, Chapter 4, Special Occupancies. Provider is ACA, Agency for Healthcare Administration. The course accreditor is Code Consulting Services, and the accreditation date is 7/7/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a 2-hour instructor-led course that provides general information regarding the FBC and the origins of the Florida Building Code and Chapter 4, Special Occupancies. This course includes detailed information regarding Sections 449, Hospitals, 450 nursing homes, 451 ambulatory surgical centers, 464 assisted living facilities, 467 hospice inpatient and facilities and units, and 469 office surgery suites. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. All right, commissioners, is there any questions, comments, or a motion at this time?
Schiffer will move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I second it. Steve and John.
Thank you, sir. We have a first and a second. Any discussion on this? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark.
Third course is course number 1069.0. The course title, Advanced Course, Healthcare Planning for Future Flooding. Provider, ACCA. Accreditor, Code Consulting Services. And the accreditation date is 7/7/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a review of damage to healthcare facilities by flooding from storms, tides, and sea level rise. Information from the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code will be reviewed in detail with a concentration on Chapter 4, Special Occupancies, Sections 449.4 for hospitals and 450.4 for skilled nursing facilities, as well as other sections of the FBC regarding flooding, especially Chapter 16, Structural Design, Section 1612, Flood Loads. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions, comments, or a motion from the commissioners?
Schiffer will move approval.
A second. This is John.
Thank you, sir. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion on this third item? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Excellent. Thank you very much. Mr. Clark, I'm assuming that that concludes the report in Section 5?
That concludes the new courses. Yes.
Okay. Are you ready to move to Section 6?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir.
The next course is an administratively approved updated course. Course number 893.1. Course title is 2020 Advanced Residential Energy Code Compliance, Methods, Tools, and Verification. The provider is Program for Resource Efficient Communities. The accreditor is JDB Code Services, Inc., and the accreditation date was 7/13/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a four-hour instructor-led course that will provide students with an overview of the science of energy use contributors in buildings, energy code compliance methods, tools and field verification issues, and prepare them to address common questions. The course is comprised of three main sections, building science, the residential Florida Energy Code, including a discussion of compliance and energy saving improvement options, and residential energy code form. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners?
Michael, if I may?
Yes, please. Commissioner John, first.
Yes, I had three issues. One was that this is in the old format, which lists the five different things they needed to include. So I don't know why, if that's acceptable. The other three courses we just looked at were only the two, so I don't know if that's acceptable or not. The slides were three slides per page, and they were difficult to read. And the third thing was I could not find a method of the presentation, whether it was live or on the web. So I'm suggesting that they reject this course and put it in the right format. They do more than they do less than three slides per page, and they put a method of presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner John. Was there another question? All right, Mr. Clark, would you like to address that?
I'm looking at the syllabus as we speak, and you're right, there is no method of presentation that's obvious. And the other two issues, as far as the slides per page, and the formatting in general, isn't that also included in the rule changes that will be finalized in a few months? Aren't we doing the same thing here if we're asking people to go from three slides to two slides? Isn't that part and parcel of the rule changes that we have been discussing?
Michael, I have a question. You changed the web page, right, that only has the two. So how are they getting these?
No, Commissioner John, we have not changed the web page. Changes 11 on the web page are part of the changes to the rule. The first set of applications, they just manipulated the current page just put two of the documents into the page and didn't use the rest of the field.
So Tom, this is David. I wonder then, can we just say they need to add the method of presentation? And look, those three slides per page is difficult to review it. And I think it's unreasonable.
I think that can be a credit. That can be you could say that the way that this course was submitted, that you weren't able to properly review it because of how it was submitted. That would be fine.
I would like to do that then.
I think, given the history of how we've treated courses like this, Commissioner John, I think it would be more appropriate if we conditionally approved it and didn't just reject it.
But how can we do that not having read the slides? I think it's unreasonable to ask us to review a presentation that we can't read.
I don't disagree with that. Did any of the other commissioners, were they able to read the slides or not? I guess is the question.
This is Schiffer. You know, with the ability to zoom, you can read it, but I could actually read it as I'm looking now without going through that. I mean, I think the important information was legible. The slide you had up there a little bit with credentials and stuff, maybe not, but you could zoom it up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it also, and you can manipulate it to where you can read it. It is difficult, I agree with you, Commissioner John, but I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and the majority of it is readable.
And remember, this is an update of a course.
Correct. Yeah, this isn't a new course, this is an update.
Okay. So, Commissioner John, I think you may have started a motion in the beginning of this after Mr. Clark was done giving the summary.
Commissioner Beauray, it's Tom Campbell. I just wanted to add one more thing.
Yes, sir.
We want to make sure that we are asking for public comment on each one of these applications as well before we go to the vote of the commissioners.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I was not aware.
Yep, that's okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Mr. Chair, it's my recommendation that we conditionally approve this course. And I can make sure I get with the provider to for Commissioner John's changes.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Before we carry on within the commission, let's open up public comment for a moment and give everyone else a chance to ask questions if there are any, or share their thoughts, I should say. Are there any at this time?
This is Joe Belcher. Can you hear me?
Yes, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was getting through. I did the accreditation, and again, I agree with Mr. Campbell's statement, and we agree with Michael Clark's recommendation for conditional approval. We did not look at the new rule because it is not in effect at this point. I had no problem reading the slides. We had no problem in the future with putting two slides on a page if that's what the commission wants to do. And it was a redo in the court. There were just minor changes to update to the new code. So we can deal with the conditional approval. If you reject it, we're looking at another 6 to 8 weeks to get approval, and this course is planned to be given before then. If you could please give us conditional approval, we'll handle that. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Any other public comment? All right, hearing none, we'll bring it back to the commission. And we'll be looking for a formal motion.
Well, this is Schiffer. I move the conditional approval based on adding the notation of how it's presented, and I think that's it.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
Langell, second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion on this? All right, hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Excellent conversation. And Commissioner John, thank you for being so astute and sharing your concerns. We'll move to item number 7. Mr. Clark.
This is a self-affirmed one-change course. The course number is 928.1. The course title, Florida Building Code, 7th Edition, 2020, Administration Advanced Code Training. The provider is C2N Code Solutions Group. The prior accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date is 6/22/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will cover the administrative requirements of the Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020. This course is based on the Building Officials Association of Florida, BOAF, Model Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020, and covers requirements such as application of the code, permit requirements, inspection requirements, plans requirements, certificate of occupancy requirements, stop orders, and more. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I'm going to, at this time, open it up to public comment. Does anybody from the public like to address this? All right, hearing none, we'll bring it back to the commissioners for discussion and a motion.
Michael, can I make a comment?
Sure.
Absolutely, Commissioner John, go ahead.
I looked at the detailed course outline from the 2017 versus the 2020, and I saw a different presentation. So there's, I wonder if you could pull that up, but they are not the same slides. There's more than one change.
Okay, were you comparing the actual PowerPoint materials?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if you can pull it up, just look at the first three slides. They're different. And they're different They're different subjects.
All right, I'm looking at the new one.
I like the presentation, but there's more than one change, so I don't know if that means that we reject it, where they have to resubmit it, or, Michael, what does that mean?
You are correct. When one change means one change, it now can be the same change 20 times, but self-affirm one change, and usually we have that category to usually means we're changing dates. Or a code version. You are correct. These are different slides, and it is. It should have been accredited through the accreditation process versus self-affirmation. You are correct. Which means that you should not approve this course as it's categorized.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark.
Michael, can I make a motion that we reject this course because it does not have, it has more than one change in it, please?
I expected that you would. Yes, absolutely. We have a motion on the floor for rejection. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. We'll move to item number 8. Mr. Clark, the Education Administrator's Activity Report.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from May 18, 2021 through July 19, 2021, including staffing the EDPOC meetings and handling various inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also included is training funding information that is promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the July 28, 2021 EDPOC agenda.
Thank you, sir. Do we have, or have we identified any future POC member discussion items? I do not have any on my list, so I'm asking that general question to either Thomas or to Michael.
Not
any. Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. All right, with that, we will open up the general public comment at this time. If anybody from the general public would like to make a comment, please state your name and then we'll recognize you.
Joe Belton.
Joe, good morning. Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank the POC for the largess you gave us on that course. Appreciate that. Thank you. And I need to learn which of these mute buttons is means mute. I've got a line through the mic. I think that means I'm not muted. Now I'm finding out that means I am not muted. I thought I was muted, and now I know I'm not muted. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Any other comments from the public? All right. Hearing none, we will close the public comment. There's a summary review of meeting work products and adoption of recommendations for submittal to the commission. I don't think we have any action on that currently, Thomas?
Nope, you are correct.
All right, thank you, sir. With that, if there's no other business from the commissioners, then we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your time today.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Commissioners.